This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Q-Mutiny Network News. I'm Eric Williams.
And I'm Penn Franz. Malcolm Turnbull, on announcing his cancelled retirement from politics, has also restated his support for GLBTI equal rights. While stopping short of supporting same-sex marriage, Turnbull says his track record of supporting the gay community speaks for itself. Gay activist Gary Burns has hinted that he might stand for Mr Turnbull's seat of Wentworth if he can find a financial backer. He said that Malcolm Turnbull's turnaround sends a confusing message to the voters.
When Australia's first and biggest ever same-sex formal took place in Melbourne in April of this year, 250 young people attended. Yet there was overwhelming demand from members of the below 18 crowd. Many were either not allowed to take their same-sex partners or even allowed to attend. Organizers said it will return again next year. The under 18 crowd will be allowed to attend.
Headspace, a national youth mental health foundation, has promised to focus efforts on assisting GLBTI youth. The group plans to provide extra education and resources to its counsellors so they can better help young gays and lesbians.
The way to prevent suicide is to make sure that the appropriate services exist in the community.
That's Chris Tanti, CEO of Headspace, speaking with the ABC.
150 dancers surprised sightseers on Sydney Harbour with a dance-off flash mob a few weekends ago. Organized by DJ Dan Murphy, two dance troupes were led by drag divas Joyce Mange and Dakota Secret, each decked out in Lady Gaga-inspired outfits. The event was organized to promote an upcoming dance party featuring the best in cheesy disco tracks.
Following criticism from Lithuania's president Dalia Grybauskaitė and Amnesty International, an appeals court has overturned a ban on the country's first gay pride march. In first announcing the ban, a lower court had claimed the state couldn't adequately protect the marches. The appeals court has said, though, that the state must ensure the right to peaceful assembly. President Grybauskaitė has been astonished at the lower court's original ruling that ignored Lithuania's constitutional freedoms.
One of America's most prominent anti-gay activists has been caught in the company of a male sex worker who is apparently, quote, up for anything. Baptist Minister George Reekers is a founding board member of the Anti-Gay Family Research Council. According to the Miami New Times, a young call boy accompanied the Bible toter to Europe on a 10-day holiday. The pair were spotted together at Miami International Airport.
Same-sex marriage may yet be legalized in Argentina. Following an on-again, off-again rollercoaster ride on the gay marriage train, the Argentinian lower house has voted in favor of same-sex marriage. With the announcement of the vote, 126 for, 109 against, the chamber erupted in applause.
Affirmativo 125, negativo 109.
The Senate still has to vote to pass the bill, but the president has promised not to veto it if it reaches her desk.
Police in Arizona have arrested a teenager suspected of beating and fatally stabbing a 54-year-old he met on the net. Mark G. Woodland was found dead at his apartment in Northeast Phoenix after he was seen walking home with 19-year-old Tommy Reed, who is now facing a second-degree murder charge, as reported in the Arizona Republic. Reed was arrested after police checked Woodland's phone messages, and witnesses came forward with information about seeing him in his final hours.
Briefly in other news, a standing ovation greeted K.D. Lang's passionate performance of her standard, Hallelujah, at the recent Logie Awards, and Olivia Newton-John has guest-starred on Glee, performing her hit, Physical, with Jane Lynch's Sue Sylvester.
Olivia Newton-John is a charmer. She's as wonderful as in your fantasy she would be.
That's Jane Lynch talking about filming with ONJ.
To QNN Sport, out Olympian Matthew Mitchum has taken home another gold medal after scoring two perfect tens in the 10-meter event at the Canadian Cup FINA Grand Final diving competition in Montreal.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Penn Franz.
And I'm Eric Williams. We'll have more for you next time on Q-Munity Network News. This has been a news and current affairs program from 3JOY, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station. I'm executive producer Eric Williams.
Thanks for listening to another JOY podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, JOY. Help us keep JOY on air. Head to joy.org.au. JOY, a diverse sound for a diverse community.